This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. I needed the shelter
of someone's arms. Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan, broadcasting live from a Schnucks off Jungerman Road. Let's talk a little hockey. The voice of the Blues, Chris Kerber, joins us now. Chris, good to be with you. How are you, sir?
Frank, doing great. How are you today?
Very good. Who is in goal tonight?
Jordan Binnington gets the call tonight.
Your impressions of that? That doesn't surprise you, I guess.
No, it doesn't. He played extremely well in the last game, I think they've got to get him a few more games anyway. Here's a little note that, one of the reasons it's important for him to play, I believe he's got to get to 28 games. Could be 27, but I think it was 28. 28 games on the season where he plays 30 minutes or more, and right now he's at 25. If he plays less than that, then he becomes an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year. If he ends up playing those 28 games, and even in the two games that he did not start, he did play over 30 minutes. So he is at 25 right now. Then he's a restricted free agent. And so in terms of just Blues controlling some rights contract-wise for him, it's actually an important few games to get him in before the end of the season.
If he plays well, is there a chance he could just play every game here? Maybe we have some separation here, Saturday, Monday, Friday, or what do you think?
Yeah, I do think there's a chance of that. I think the Blues still have two sets of back-to-back, so I don't think he'd run the table all the way down the stretch here. But, yeah, and, I almost could see if they're looking at him as being the starting goaltender come the first round of the playoffs, I could also see this being a terrific week on a little training for that, because the Blues are playing every other day. And that's going to be what the playoffs are. You almost rarely, if ever, play back-to-back on playoff time. But from the standpoint of just a little playoff conditioning, it wouldn't shock me at all or surprise me at all to see him just play all four this week and get him in somewhat of a rhythm.
Well, the story from Tuesday night was that Schwartz, Perron, Sundqvist line with 9 points. Sundqvist was injured. Is he skating? Is he playing tonight?
Yeah, he's skating. He'll center that second line tonight with Schwartz and Perron. It looks like, at least based on what we've seen here in practice. And that's good news. And I was encouraged with the post-game sound from Craig Berube, to be honest with you, Frank, when he said in the presser that he'll be fine. What you worry about is when the coach comes in and says, I haven't talked to anybody, and he'll be evaluated tomorrow. That's never a good thing. But when he comes back and says, no, it looks like he'll be fine, that's good news. So Sonny will be in the lineup.
It appears that each one of those three brings a little something different to the equation.
They do. You've got the speed of Jaden Schwartz. You've got the tenacity combined with some speed of Oscar Sundqvist. And then you've got David Perron's ability to score. On top of that, his board play. When David Perron is on his game, as we've talked about before, his board play, he becomes one of the hardest guys to take the puck away from. So that really is a terrific line. And when we talked to David Perron after that last game in our radio interview with him right immediately following the game, he mentioned that he and Schwartz, who sit next together in the locker room, were talking about scoring, because two of David Perron's hat tricks have come when he's been on a line with Jaden Schwartz. So it was good that he was able to return the favor and help Jaden Schwartz get a hat trick.
This Detroit team comes in 26, 37, and 10, 62 points. They've been eliminated from the playoffs. Your take on the opposition tonight?
Yeah, unfortunately for Detroit, they were still only five games under 500 back on the 14th of February, so right at, right there on Valentine's Day. And then they went on a run where they only picked up one win in their next 12 games, and that happened to be a shootout win over the Rangers. Now, they won their last two games, so they beat the Islanders at home, and then they went on the road and beat the New York Rangers by a score of 3-2. There has been talk, if you listen to some of the rumors, and their coach Jeff Blashill, there has been talk about them extending him. So, they feel that he's done a good job. This is a team that still plays with structure. It's a team that beat the Blues earlier this season, and they beat them by a score of 4-3. It was a game where the Blues had a comeback but just couldn't close it out. But nonetheless, it's a team that has struggled. They're trying to find some identity. They finally, obviously, in the last couple of years, lost Pavel Datsyuk to injury, lost Henrik Zetterberg, who's basically career-ended because of injury as well. And now they're trying to rebuild and find some new identities in Detroit.
as we speak, or if the playoffs were to open up today, it would be Nashville, and that seemingly works out pretty good for the Blues on paper.
On paper, it does. The Blues have played really well against them. You know, Pecorino is just a scary thing to play against, especially come playoff time. Nashville's game, I think, has just been okay. But, yeah, it looks right now like now you still have Dallas just nipping on the Blues' heels. So the Blues still have to take care of business to make the playoffs. Another victory or two would force Minnesota to go undefeated the rest of the way. So it, looking like securing a playoff spot is going to be good. But just where is that going to be? Will that be a first wild card, a second wild card? This is an important game here tonight in terms of that race rank because you've got Detroit, who is in the lower part of the standings. After that, you've got Tampa coming in. They just played a terrific game and won in overtime last night over Washington. And then Las Vegas comes in on Monday. So the homestand's going to finish with two big boys that you've got to take care of business here in this one to give yourself some breathing room.
So was it a little weird, almost sad, seeing a Ken Hitchcock coach team allow 44 shots on goal the other night? I mean, I think I read this, that the Blues allowed 44 or more shots on goal just five times under Hitch.
So here's the one thing that I've, at least this is my opinion on what I've seen. We go back to the last season that Hitch coached, the Blues into the playoffs with the run to the conference finals. You go back to that season and you had David Backes, you had Troy Brouwer. And as controversial and in the end probably is maybe is not a good trade on the TJ Oshie front, in my opinion. I think Oshie's still proven that he can be an effective player. But what they did was they made a transition and got Troy Brouwer and brought in a team that is a Ken Hitchcock style of team. Well, when they didn't sign David Backes and they didn't sign Troy Brouwer and couldn't get those guys under contract, it was not a Ken Hitchcock style of team. It was not a team that was built to play the style that has made Hitch successful there. When I look at what Hitch tried to do in Dallas and now what he's trying to do in Edmonton, the problem is they don't have the Hitch-style team either. They don't have the kind of the big old pluggers that can get down in there and forecheck that puck away. In the chip-it-off-the-glass style that Hitch has, because the Edmonton's defense isn't very good, that's just not a style that's conducive to winning right now in the National Hockey League. And so I think it's almost less about Ken Hitchcock as it is still more of an indictment of just how poorly the Edmonton Oilers have tried to rebuild a team. I mean, for a team to have taken picks in the top 10 in 10 of the last 12 years and still be that bad when you've got two guys like Dreisaitl and McDavid, it's actually horrific, and I got to think, honestly, hard to do. And to put this into perspective, Frank, the Edmonton Oilers have had 10 top 10 picks in the last 12 years. The Blues have had five since 1988. And the last time The St. Louis Blues took a forward with a top 10 pick in the draft was Rod Brind'Amour in that 1988 draft. I mean, it puts you into perspective just how competitive and good the Blues have been in that sense compared to a team and how they constantly screw it up like they've done in Buffalo and in Edmonton.
Final thought, Craig Berube and his Coach of the Year candidacy, do you think he's got a chance to be a finalist?
100%. Absolutely does. Coaches of the Year voted on by broadcasters, the Broadcasters Association. And in my opinion, and I can't remember if we're allowed to vote for our own guy, but if I could, my Coach of the Year candidates would be Barry Trotz, John Cooper, and Craig Berube. Not necessarily in that order, but those would be my three finalists right now.
Good stuff. Chris, thanks so much for your time. We'll see you at the rink tonight, sir.
Okay, Frank, have a great day today.
All right, Chris Kerber, voice of the Blues, joining us. He's brought to us by Petromart. Petromart is locally owned, and it's an operated family business that's been serving St. Louis for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next. 50 locations to serve you in a hurry. Petromart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items like hot-and-ready pizza or fresh fruit and salads. Petromart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. Petromart is a proud sponsor of Phillips 66 Gasoline and a proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues. Before we go to break, Brian, I think we should talk about one of our other fine sponsors, and that is Hot Shots. What can you tell us about them?
Frank, you are running out of time to register for a chance to see the home opener brought to you by Budweiser and Hot Shots. All you have to do, it's easy. Just visit one of the 11 area Hot Shots locations to register for a drawing that will give you a chance to see The St. Louis Cardinals host the San Diego Padres on the home opener at Busch Stadium. Paul Goldschmidt's first at-bats in St. Louis. Jack Flaherty will be on the mound. Winners will be drawn on March 29th. And while you're at Hot Shots, grab some great deals on Bud Family Pitchers every Tuesday night. Or Bud Family, actually, that's the pints every Tuesday night. Bud Family Pitchers every Saturday night. Nothing goes with Cardinals baseball like an ice-cold Budweiser at Hot Shots.
All right, we're broadcasting live from the Schnucks off Jungerman Road. We'll take a short time out. Martin Kilcoyne will join us when we come back.